My house is 3 miles south of town. There are 40 acres of wheatgrass and sage, a ditch with a hedgerow of cottonwoods and willows, a small pond with a dock. The back fence gives on to the West Elk Mountains, right there. They are rugged and they rise up just past the back of my place, from sage into juniper woods, then oak brush, then steep slopes of black timber, spruce and fir, and outcrops of rock and swaths of aspen clinging to the shoulders of the ridges. If I walk a few miles south, up around the flank of Mount Lamborn, I am in the wilderness, which runs all the way to the Curraconti above Gunnison and across to Crested Butte. From the Little Ramada, I look south to all those mountains and east to the massif of Mount Gunnison. All rock and timber now, in August. There's snow up there all but a few months a year. They tell me that some years the snow never vanishes. I'd like to see that. If I step out in front of the small house and look west, it is softer and drier that direction. The gently stepping uplift of Black Mesa where the Black Canyon of the Gunnison River cuts through. Other desert mesas. The Uncompahgre Plateau out beyond it all, hazy and blue. This is my new home. It's kind of overwhelming how beautiful. And Little Paonia. Funny name for a village out here. Some old misspelling of peony. Nestled down in all this high, rough country like a train set. The North Fork of the Gunnison runs through it, a winding of giant leafy cottonwoods and orchards, farms, vineyards. A good place, I guess, to make a field of peace, to gather and breathe. Thing is, I don't feel like just breathing. Sophia pulls up in the Subaru she calls Triceratops. It's that old. I can hear the rusted-out muffler up on the county road, caterwauling like a Harley. Hear the drop in tone as it turns down the steep gravel driveway. The downshift in the dip and dinosaur roar as it climbs again to the house. Makes every entrance very dramatic, which she is. She is 28, an age of drama. She reminds me of a chicken in the way she is top-heavy. Looks like she should topple over. I mean, her trim body is small enough to support breasts the size of tangerines, and she is grapefruit. It is not that she is out of proportion. It's exaggerated proportion, which I guess fascinates me. I asked her to model for me 5 minutes after meeting her. That was about 3 months ago. We were standing in line in the tiny hippie coffee shop, Blue Moon, what else? The only place in town with an espresso machine. She was wearing a short knit top and she had strong arms, scarred along the forearms the way someone who has worked outside is scarred, and a slightly crooked nose, somehow Latin. She looked like a fighter, like me. Sophia noticed the paint splattered on my cap, hands, khaki pants. "Artist," she said. It wasn't a question. Her brown eyes, which were flecked with green, roved over my head, clothes, and I realized she was cataloging the colors in the spatters. "Exuberant," she said. "Primitive. Outsider," in quotes. "You're kidding." "I went to RISD for a year but dropped out." Then her eyes went to the flies stuck in the cap. "Artist fisherman," she said. "Cool." She asked how long I'd been here. I said 2 weeks. She said, "Welcome, Sophia," and stuck out her hand. I said I needed models. She cocked her head and measured me with one eye. Held it way past politeness.
"Nude?"
"Sure."
"How much?"
Shrug. $20 an hour?
"I'm trying to decide if you're a creep. You're not a violent felon, are you?"
"Yes, I am." A smile trembled across her face.
"Really?"
I nodded.
"Wow. What did you do?"
"I shot a man in a bar." "You're not going to back out the door like in a horror movie, are you?" She laughed.
"I was thinking about it. My second wife did that when she found out. She was laughing, uninhibited. People in line were smiling at her.
You're married?
Not anymore. She ran off down the road.
I'll do it, she said. For 25. Danger pay.
Took her a while to rein in her mirth.
Nude modeling for a violent killer convict. That is a first.
25, right? I nodded. I didn't kill the guy, I just shot him. I was a little high and to the left. She was laughing again, and I knew that I had made a friend.